What do you see in Trent Richardson that the Browns and Colts didn't see?
Well, I think they did see it. I mean, I think if you go back, you know, a pretty high pick.
Sure.
And then a pretty significant trade. So I think both teams did see talent, and I don't think there's any disputing the fact that the young man has talent. So, you know, what I saw, you know, when we brought him in and talked to him was a young man that was hungry to kind of leave that portion of his career behind him and start fresh, you know. And my challenge to him was, look, I don't want you to worry about anything other than coming in here and competing your butt off every day. You know, come in here and be a great teammate. Come in here and find a role on special teams. Come in here and just grind every day with the hunger, you know, like you had as a freshman at Alabama, like you had when you went in. And he's got to compete for everything he gets. He knows that. I laid that out there from the start. And so I really believe that if he can recapture that, then he has a chance to, you know, maximize that potential. And that potential is great. But why worry about what it may turn into? Let's just work day to day. You know, being a great teammate, being unselfish, working your tail off every day, and see where it takes you.
Was it wide open at running back then with Latavius and Trent?
Well, it what now?
Is it wide open at running back then? Or
I think it'll be a competitive situation, yeah.
You talk about the role that you envision for Roy Helu. Is he going to be like a prototypical third down back? How do you plan on using him?
Well, that's the role he was in Washington.
Yeah.
You know, he has aspirations of doing more. Again, we'll let these guys compete for their roles. I think, you know, having some solid depth, having guys in there that have done it, that can step up in protection, that can be reliable targets, getting out of the backfield on third down, those are important qualities. Adding the ability to cover kicks and do things on special teams, that's important. So, you know, not everybody can be the guy that scores a touchdown. You know, we have other things that have to be done. And, you know, we're going to ask our guys to be unselfish, to play hard and play together. And, you know, so those are we just talked about three, you know, good players that will have a chance to get in and compete for their roles and create opportunities for themselves to be heavily involved.